Survey has revealed that 27% of women in Ghana are either married or in unions before age 18. Speaking at the launch of the National Children's Day in Accra, Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nanoye Litha, said child marriage, which may also be called forced marriage, has assumed a disturbing trend in Ghana, with the Upper East region recording the highest rate. Mrs. Oyelitha noted that although the legal framework to prevent children marriage exists, the phenomenon is still prevalent in Ghana and there's the need for collaborative effort to fight it. Here's a report by Irabna Paha.
The National Children's Day is celebrated on 31st of August every year. It aims at promoting the rights and welfare of Ghanaian children and raise awareness on challenges they face. This year's celebration will focus on child marriage. Nanoye Litha said early marriage creates and sustains a cycle of poverty, increased dependency and high literacy, especially among girls.
It is important to note that this is a criminal offense in Ghana and it is time that we enforced it rigorously to protect our children. Given the age of children and given their levels of maturity, we cannot expect that such children can enter into marriages. It's high in Upper West, 40%, Western Region, Upper East, Central Region, Ashanti Region, and is lowest in Greater Accra, and that's 12.2%. Boys are equally affected by child marriage, but we all acknowledge that the impact on the girl child is much greater in terms of the large numbers of victims, and they are mostly affected by all the related socio-economic effects. Early marriage creates a cycle of poverty.
The gender minister, Nanoye Litha, said if this practice is not stopped, it will affect Ghana's ability to achieve the MDGs on universal primary education, promoting gender equality, reducing child mortality, and improving maternal health. She called on individuals and the media to be vigilant and show interest in the need to protect the rights of children. This year's celebration is under the theme, Eliminating Child Marriage, Our Collective Responsibility.
Irabna Paha reporting.